Welcome to another exciting episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and today we're diving into an incredibly important topic, water, and its profound effects on our health. We are so fortunate to have Ken Goyne, the founder of Afora Water, joining us. Ken is an expert with over 35 years of experience in water purification, oxygenation, and remineralization. In this episode, we cover crucial topics like the harmful effects of chlorine, the presence of pharmaceuticals in our water supply, and the importance of pH balance. Ken also explains the benefits of drinking oxygen-rich water for boosting energy and why remineralizing your water can be a game changer for your overall health. If you've ever wondered about the quality of your water and how it's impacting your health, this episode is packed with actionable insights and expert advice. So grab a glass of clean filtered water, preferably Afora, and let's jump into this amazing episode with Ken. Are you looking to boost your longevity and support your body's natural vitality? Look no further than Particular Supplements, my trusted source for top quality longevity supplements. Their NMN is my go-to for enhancing energy levels, promoting better mitochondrial function, and supporting healthy aging. For additional support, they offer TMG to enhance methylation and protect DNA, and quercetin for its powerful antioxidant properties to combat oxidative stress and inflammation. Particular's range of supplements also include physatin for cellular rejuvenation and spermidine for autophagy support, making it easier to maintain optimal health at every stage of life. I only put the best in my body, which is why I choose Particular's clean supplements, free from fillers, additives, or artificial ingredients, ensuring the highest quality and effectiveness. Ready to elevate your health journey? Visit Particular.com and use my special discount code BHB at checkout for 10% off your order. Details are also available in the show notes below. Give your body the best with Particular and start living a healthier, more vibrant life today. All right, let's get started. Well, welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I am so excited for this episode because we are here with Ken Goyne. And he is the founder of Afora Water, which, if no one knows, this is kind of the luxurious water that is sold at Erewhon here in LA, and it's highly oxygenated. There's so many benefits, and he is basically a water expert. He's been, you know, doing this for over 35 years, and I am so excited to get into all things water because it's basically our life source. We ingest it. It's everything, right? So it's so important that we are filtering our water and even doing more and making sure it's oxygenated. So welcome, Ken, to the podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, driving all the way from Santa Barbara. And let's get into it. Can you give us a little background history of how you got into water and the space and everything?
Yeah, well, thank you for inviting me, and it's good to see you again. You were up at our offices a few weeks ago.
Yes,
actually
bathing in this water that healed me.
Soak in it, yeah. So, interestingly enough, I'm from Michigan, and I went to U of M, and I started selling to support myself in college. I started selling Redwood hot tubs, and the doctors at the U of M hospital were asking for ways to, they didn't like the smell of chlorine. They used to talk about the hallways at the hospital smelling like chlorine from everybody that had my hot tubs. So I'm an inventor, and I filed my first patent. It was for a chlorine-free swimming pool, and it was the best chlorine-free system then. It actually still is today. And so that was in my 20s, and I've been in water ever since. So I went from sanitizing pool and spa water to drinking water, big whole home systems. And of course, the hot tubs took me into, there's two ways to absorb water, drinking our water, number one, And number two is soaking in it, which you did at our facility. And actually, you can absorb more oxygen soaking in it than you can drinking. It's pretty amazing. So as I like to tell, we were just discussing oxygen, your oxygen saturation is a really good indicator of your overall health. And as a lot of people know, anything above 95% saturation means you're healthy. Anything below 95 means you have significant health issues. So I think you just said last time you measured, you were like 97.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's good.
I thought it was 99, but I guess you were correct when I was up.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at guessing.
97, 98. Yeah, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm 100.
Yeah. So, I actually run 99 to 100, but I do drink a gallon of this water a day, and I also soak in it nearly every day.
Yeah, the soaking, I think you are correct. I felt extremely energized, and I have actually felt really good since soaking in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am still drinking it, but the soaking, that when I got out and I went home and the next day, like, it's just so energizing.
It is. And So, as I said, when you were soaking, it's basically, when you're soaking in our tub, it's the same water as you're drinking, our bottled water. It's literally, you can sit in our spas and drink the water.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So water is just so important. People are clueless when it comes to these things, like even filtering. I know so many people that still have just a Brita filter.
Yeah.
And, you know, now there are all these chemicals, forever chemicals, pharmaceuticals, all these things in our water, and people are just drinking it, not realizing how it can be damaging their whole body.
Yeah.
You know, and filtering your water is so important. So I'm really excited for this topic, remineralizing. I want to get into spring water versus, you know, the Ephora water,
right,
and the difference, and how we can also remineralize. So the kind of go through the process. Also, I want to talk about chlorine.
Right.
Because the chlorine, I'm always thinking too, with the pools, and this is how you started.
Right.
How is that damaging the bodies? Because
So, you know, chlorine is invented during World War I. It was as a weapon. And the biggest issue, 80% of the pollutants we come in contact with every day. So like you took a shower this morning, I'm assuming, or a bath. And right now you're wearing, because there's so much chlorine in the water. I mean, all the municipalities can do is just keep adding more and more chlorine.
Are they using more and more chlorine to get rid of
to kill the nasty things that are in the water? The problem is that chlorine is such it's a huge carcinogen. So what happens when you take a shower or a bath, like right now, you're wearing a shell of chlorine on your skin. That's interacting with your organic matter, and it's forming a material called chloramine, which is highly, highly carcinogenic. All the skin cancer today that they're saying from the sun isn't from the sun. I mean, that may contribute a little bit to it, but it's mostly from everybody walking around wearing the shell of chlorine on their body every day.
Okay. I never thought this. And my whole theory behind skin cancer is a lot of skin cancer is in places where
the sun never shines.
Never shines.
That's correct.
I'm thinking there's animals, there's tigers, giraffes. Do they get skin cancer?
No.
In the wild? No. So why? Yeah. But I always thought maybe it's, you know, EMFs or things in the air, and then also sunscreen, the chemical sunscreen, all these things, or skin stuff, or you have a low immune system. But I never thought about chlorinated water. And in LA, you can smell chlorine coming out of your faucet. Yeah.
When I'm shaving in the morning, my eyes burn. I mean, you know, it's really perverse because, skin cancer is almost epidemic today.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot, the pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. So now let's get into this episode.
Particularly as you age.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I like to point out, I mean, back in the days of like Christ, you know, when nobody wore hats, nobody wore skin protection, nobody, you know,
this whole skin cancer, it's happening to so many people. I think it's the lower immune system, all these chemicals we're surrounded by, but our skin has like a microbiome.
It's our largest organ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think about, I mean, they're studying now, we have NAD in our skin. We need to make, like, as you age too, there's less NAD. So they are realizing the importance of all the cells on our skin. And so if you're dumping chemicals and soaking in water, that's going to disrupt the whole skin microbiome.
Right. And, you know, there's really a pretty easy solution to that too. You know, we do whole home water purification systems, and that's really the best way to go if you can afford
it. Yeah.
But a lot of people are running or on a budget. They can't afford a whole home system.
We're moving.
We make a really robust shower head filter that you simply unscrew your shower head, put ours on, and it filters out 99.99% of all the chlorine.
I didn't know you guys have this.
Yeah, yeah. So
I do have a water filter finally now on my shower, which is also important for the hair, the scalp, like all the skin on your scalp and everything. But I didn't know. Is that also kind of the same filtration you use for the Ophora?
It's similar. So the thing that you want to pull out for in bathing and showering is not only the chlorine, but the heavy metals. So we use organic coconut carbon. Chlorine's relatively easy to remove compared to other pollutants. So we use organic coconut carbon. And one of the issues with shower filters is that most of them are too small. You need a certain amount of contact time between the water and the shower filter. And so the bigger the shower filter, the better, longer contact time the water has with that carbon. And we have the largest shower of carbon footprint that's out there. So,
and
the other neat thing is, you know, for two people, I think it's just you are alone or whatever. So once a year is all you would have to change that cartridge.
Wow. So
one or two people can shower every day, and then once a year you just simply change this cartridge out.
So what else does Ophora offer? So you have you have your own home, you have under sink.
So what's interesting is, so people think of us as a water bottling company.
Yeah.
We've been doing this a while, but Ophora is unique because not only do we bottle and sell this really unique hyperoxygenated water, we also sell the systems that make it. So yes, this water is expensive. It takes almost $1 million piece of equipment to produce it. But you can actually buy the equipment and manufacture this water in your own home.
Wow.
And we have several different types of systems. We have what they call POU systems, point of use systems. So, which would be a filter that goes underneath your kitchen sink, and again the shower heads, or we have whole home systems.
And then can you mention around the cost of these for anyone listening that wants to like get the under sink? Or the spa. Home filtration.
There's a lot to what we do, and it's not inexpensive.
Yeah.
But I'm an engineer. We build things that require very little maintenance and don't break. Typically in the water improvement industry, if you, whatever you're spending in 3 to 5 years, you have to throw it out. I mean, it's just not made for longevity.
Yeah.
Our systems, we joke that you'll end up willing them to your children because they're designed to last a lifetime.
Yeah.
So,
and water's so, it's one of your best investments. It's honestly like, you are ingesting that 24/7, you know,
yeah.
It's like, it's so important to be filtering and that can prevent disease. It could save your life. It can, you know.
Well, it's so important. And you know, the biggest thing is people aren't drinking enough water. And I mean, not only are they not drinking the right water, they're not drinking enough water. And,
yeah.
You know, if you think about it, interesting tidbit is, you know, we are the only species on the planet that drink other things other than water. If you think about that. I mean, you know, lions don't get up in the morning, have a cup of coffee or a cocktail.
Some Gatorade or some, you know,
so,
glowing energy drink.
You know, the quickest, easiest way to improve your overall health would be just to cut whatever else you're drinking, just stop. And if you do it for 2 weeks, you'll feel and see a difference. Just quit drinking everything else you're drinking and drink pure water. That's what we were designed to drink.
I know.
I see all these energy drinks, and it's just problematic. And it's, a lot of people don't drink any water at all.
It's so sad. Yeah. You know, I'm definitely on the other side, the spectrum of most people, like water, just coffee, whole foods, organic. But I realize, you know, I'm kind of on the extreme side. And most people, like you said, are not even drinking water.
Right.
It's like just soda and energy drinks. And like, we have gone so far from nature of what we were supposed to be eating and drinking and living. And it's scary because a lot of this disease and these things are increasing quite a bit. And people are feeling unhealthier. I think we're kind of at that point where we're like, we're living a little bit longer, or kind of recently it's been shortened, but I don't think we're living healthy, you know, those years. A lot of people are on medication or dealing with some types of health complications. And when I think you have these health complications, you're not really living your best life.
No.
So it's like, even though you're living for this amount of time, I also want to live like healthy, vibrant, excited, you know, energized.
Right. It's so important. Again, 80% of the pollutants we come in contact with is from bathing and showering. So just addressing that, you know, we live in a toxic world and there's things we can do and there's a lot we can't do. But
yeah,
certainly drinking pure water and bathing and showering in pure water is a good option and something people should consider.
Yeah. Can you tell us kind of how this filters, what people should look for when they, you know, are thinking of a filtration system? You know, to filter their water. Cause I know like the Brita just doesn't filter much.
No, that's not doing anything.
You know, so if we want reverse osmosis.
Yeah. So basically in today's world, the water is so denatured and devitalized, you literally have to strip everything out of it, and start over. You know, the hardest thing to remove from the water, frankly, is the pharmaceuticals. There's a lot of pharmaceuticals in the water. You know, you're bathing in my testosterone and I'm bathing in your estrogen. So, I mean, that's not the bad stuff. But, you know, in today's world, you have to strip everything out and start over. So that requires reverse osmosis. It requires some pre-filtration and then the RO behind it, reverse osmosis, where what we do better than anybody, and frankly, what most people aren't even doing, is that once you purify water to that level, it's basically dead acidic water. RO pulls out all the useful minerals as well. So yeah, you're drinking pure water at that point, but it's void of minerals and all the good stuff. So what we do is we have a whole platform after the RO system, we restructure the water. And what we mean by restructuring it, we run it over rose quartz crystal, organic coconut carbon, and bring it back to life. We add the minerals back in, potassium, magnesium, all the useful, really good minerals. We add those all back in. So the restructuring is, you know, the purification is one half of the equation. The other half is restructuring the water.
Yeah, it's super important because I realized I bought the AquaTrue water filter, I believe, you know, since I moved to LA. And I feel I've noticed that not adding minerals back in, like my body was craving things because it wasn't getting the right, you know, minerals. And it really makes a big impact on your energy and
absolutely
your appetite, all those things.
People are mineral deficient. Because they're not drinking the right water. You know, water, water used to have a lot of minerals in it as well. So, so the one thing that I suggest to people, anybody that has an RO system, it's pure water, but you need to be supplementing that water with good liquid minerals.
Yeah.
Readily available, you know.
It's so important. I didn't realize that at first. Yeah. And then, you know, and you even said with this water, it helps the metabolism and your hunger.
It's
that because how does it become highly oxygenated and all the minerals, how do you add the minerals back in?
So when you visit our facility, you saw our equipment room where we manufacture the water, and most of that, all that equipment was to purify the water. It takes a lot. It's not easy purifying the water today because there's just so many pollutants in it. But again, once you nano purify it to that level, and that's our claim to fame, is it's nano purified hyperoxygenated. In part of the process of, so our water, you can pour a glass of our water and in the morning, leave it on your nightstand all night long. And in the morning, it'll have the same amount of oxygen in it. Mm. Like normal, on a good day, tap water might have 2 to 5 parts per million of oxygen.
Okay.
We actually bottle our water at 40 parts per million of oxygen.
Wow.
Which is the way water used to be.
Are you adding oxygen in?
Yes.
Okay.
So first we nano purify it.
Make sure it's extra purified from pharmaceuticals.
And then we hyper oxygenate it. The one thing that you, if you recall, that I was talking about quite a bit with you is that, you know, water in its purest form will absorb anything it comes in contact with. It's called the universal solvent.
Mm.
So part of our patents, there's 4 patents on this water. One of the patents is by nano purifying the water, when we add the oxygen, the water draws that oxygen into this into the water itself, into the water molecule.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
And what oxygen does, it's you know, the kids call this crack water, but it's like organic Red Bull because it is so energizing.
So much healthier,
and it amps up your mitochondria, and that's, you know, we tend to be oxygen deficient today. There used to be, one of the questions I always ask people is, you know, where were you taught? Where does oxygen come from? So in school, you probably learned that it comes from plants and trees, and right?
Mm-hmm,
okay, so it's true. So 80% of the oxygen in the world comes from the plant life in the oceans. The other 20% from the rainforest. Mm. Both of those are under attack. So our oxygen levels are dropping. And that's part, you know, cancer's epidemic today. And cancer, you know, again, you know, cancer can't grow, thrive, or survive in an oxygen-rich environment. You know, so, you know, we're breathing less oxygen. And then on top of that, we're living these sedentary lifestyles where we're just sitting all day. Most people are now shallow breathers, and we're simply not getting enough oxygen. And it's just your oxygen saturation is just a really great overall indicator of your health.
Yeah.
And, you know, people tend to be oxygen deficient today, and that's the sad reality. So that's what we're all about, is in the two modalities are soaking in this water in our hyperoxygenated spas and, of course, drinking the water. Those are the two best ways to increase your oxygen levels.
I know. The whole soaking is just something I never thought of, but it's amazing. And you offer that as well,
These
systems that anyone could put in their home or...
Yeah, it's kind of my mission to get people to realize. In fact, I firmly believe that, like, when you turn 50 years old, you need a hyperoxygenated spa.
Yeah,
you need to be soaking every day. If you can keep your oxygen levels elevated, the chances of you, as you age, getting autoimmune issues or cancer or whatever are significantly reduced. So
yeah,
all disease or most disease is hypoxic, low oxygen levels.
That's so crazy. So these filters, how are you adding minerals back in to the water? So because like I'll add droplets of, you know.
Yeah, so liquid minerals are the best for your cell. Like
for my reverse osmosis. You know, yeah.
If you have RO and without a restructuring platform like we have,
yeah,
you need to supplement with good liquid minerals. And there's a lot of them on the market. They're easy to find.
Yeah.
But we actually use what's called bioceramics. They're little ceramic balls that are made in Germany with all the essential minerals impregnated into them.
And it goes through the water.
We have big cartridges that hold those ceramics, and the water passes over those ceramics and then remineralizes our water. It's one of the, after we nano purify it, then we remineralize it, and then we run that over rose quartz crystal, and then we vortex it. You know, water's alive, and it doesn't like to be running
still and just
straight lines. So that's why we vortex it. And the rose crystal is so powerful.
Add minerals or what is that?
It just energizes the water. Yeah.
Because you also do the sound.
We also do 528 hertz. We have a big sound generator on our stainless steel holding tanks.
Yeah. Did you get that idea kind of from nature? Are you trying to kind of implement nature?
You know, it's really interesting you say that, because that's what, like I said, I'm an inventor, and all I've done all my life is just trying to mimic nature.
Yeah.
You know, you go to any fast, you know, if you go to the high Himalayas in a fast moving river or stream, you're going to test that water. It's going to be pure from tumbling over the rocks. It's also going to be oxygenated.
And I was thinking with sound, you just hear the so calming too.
It is.
And so I was like, maybe the sound frequency of that as well is kind of giving some of energy.
You know, all this supplementation that people are doing, and a lot of, you know, if you just drank pure water and eliminated a lot of the other things you're drinking, it's a game changer for health. I mean, how else can you rid your body of toxins if it's pure water? That's what you need to be doing, is drinking pure water to remove all those toxins building up in your body.
I've always just, people are so addicted to this. I call it like Frankenstein food and drinks. I feel like we've gone so far from food grown in the, in soil, and to this Cheetos or whatever that is. And I'm like, wow, people are just so weirdly addicted to this food that's not even food. I'm like, and it's really hurt your health. Like, do whatever you want, but really, I don't think anyone who's having that type of lifestyle is truly happy.
Listen, you're either, so, you know, Air One is my favorite market, but, you know, it's got awful expensive. You know, they used to say, I don't know, Whole Foods was $100 a bag. And I mean, Air One, you're looking at $300 a bag. But
I know.
But the cool thing about their business model that I love, a little plug for Air One, is the fact you don't have to read labels in that store. Mm. End of story. If you're in that store, like when they were looking for a premium, they came to us. I mean, most vendors would kill to get in an Air One store. They tried our water and approached us. But we're their best selling premium water. But it's true of everything that they sell in their store. It's the best of the best.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit there and read labels, because if it's not healthy, it's not in their store.
Yeah. I'm very appreciative of having, I live a few minutes away from an Air One. So it's like,
we're so lucky.
We're so fortunate, because a lot of people in the US and in the world, they, have a difficult time maybe finding grass-fed meat or, you know, these certain ingredients. And now seed oils are kind of populating all over the world. You know, it used to be just a little bit here, but now it's just, you're starting to see these processed foods going more and more into other countries. And then you see that disease follow.
Well, you mentioned earlier, I mean, longevity in this country is diminishing. I mean, you know, the life expectancy is going
now,
down.
Yeah.
We're the wealthiest country in the world with the worst healthcare system. I mean, we have a population that's sick.
I know.
And what's causing, it's a no-brainer. If you look around and look what people are eating, all this fast food.
Yeah. It is. It's the root cause to disease is our corrupt food system and the water and the drinks and everything. I mean, you're ingesting that. Whatever you're eating is feeding your cells.
Right.
And that's what you're becoming. And, you know, these are all just chemicals.
Right.
Which our body is not meant to take in.
And again, if you're not drinking pure water and flushing those out.
Yeah.
I mean, the other great thing to do is, you know, infrared sauna. You should be doing a sauna a few times a week. I mean,
yeah.
We live in a very toxic world, and we have to do what we can do to diminish that.
Very, like, all these kind of biohacking devices are really to implement nature, right? You have PMF mats, you have the red light, right. It's like sunlight, grounding. We're just really, all these devices are just really trying to implement nature back into these cities that we've created.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it was a cleaner world way back.
What is your thought on spring water? So, and I've even talked to one of the top neurologists on my podcast, and he says he doesn't even trust.
Well, you know, here's the thing. That's a really great question. And, you know, so people think like well water and groundwater is really great water. Well, it used to be, but not anymore. Like Hawaii, the water in Hawaii is horrible because of all the plantations that used to be there. And Dole Foods was spraying these plantations for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. The groundwater in Hawaii is absolutely wrecked.
I would and not cancer, think of that.
Cancer is really... breast cancer particularly is really high in Hawaii. It's because the groundwater is so bad.
Wow.
And, so people think groundwater, well water, spring water is the best.
Rain and just soaks into the soil.
But there's just with the density of the pop, you know, California, we have the worst water in the country, but we also have the... We have the density, we have the most people in California, and the density... You know, it's just, like I said, the hardest thing for us to remove from the water is the pharmaceuticals. We live in a country where people love their pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
And
that's another good point, too, compared to other countries where pharmaceuticals are not as, but we have a lot here.
Right. So, issue. I mean, the pharmacies, I mean, their goal is to have you on 8 prescription drugs by the time you're 50. And, you know, again, you're mixing those all together, you're taking all those, and it's just wrecking your health. And it ends up in the groundwater. So
if I'm getting, you know, I'll go to Erewhon and I'll see the water and I'm always looking, hey, okay, this one's from Shasta or this one is from Oregon, Butte, Oregon. So I'm always thinking like, where's my water coming from for the spring water? Do you think those are
good? Well, that's the other issue, frankly, that, you know, what I'm proud of is, you know, this water, we're starting out with, we have our plants in Carpinteria that you visited, which is a little bit north of Santa Barbara. We're using Carpinteria municipal water and we're nano purifying it and turning it into really the best water on the planet.
Yeah.
Rather than like, let's just take Fiji water. All the Fiji water is bottled in Fiji. They have a massive plant there, runs 24/7.
Have you been?
Yeah. And they're shipping it all over the world.
I'm so curious about this because I'm like, it's mass produced.
It's 20.
First of all, it's in plastic too. People, really, the microplastics and from water bottles, and then if it's heated. Okay.
All right, so
get to that too.
So yeah, don't. Once we get, that's really interesting.
These are all glass bottles.
Yeah, we only bottle in glass, and we have to. Again, your listeners are going to hear me say over and over: water in its purest form absorbs anything it comes in contact with. That's the problem. The reason women are more impacted by denatured and devitalized water is the fact that women have more body fat and they store toxins, particularly in their breasts. That's where the toxins are being stored. And this is why I tell every man I can run in, I go, listen, if you have a woman and you love her, you have children, they can't drink out of plastic bottled water because all plastic bottled water is RO water, which is, as we know, really pure water. So what's happening is that water that's sitting in that bottle is literally sucking the toxins out of the plastic. And what you're drinking, what you're consuming is a toxic mix of forever chemicals. And those are being stored in your tissues. So women particularly are more harmed by bad water. But you cannot, you cannot drink. I've been the lone wolf for 20 years saying you can't drink water out of plastic bottles. Particularly when you like, okay, so the best selling bottled water is Costco water. So, you know, and I see it in people, in the back of people's cars, it's sitting in the sun.
I know.
The bottles, if it's the plastic is a really a lightweight, pliable plastic. RO water sitting in that plastic is pulling all the toxins out of that plastic, and you're consuming those.
They're finding the microplastics everywhere in your body, everywhere. The plaque in your arteries, in your ovaries, in your sperm, like in your testicles.
The reason, I have two daughters, and both of them, they're in their 30s, and both of them have had trouble getting pregnant. And both of them have actually had to do the in vitro. And more and more that's happening. And our medical board of advisors, we have some great MDs, they're telling me it's the plastics.
Yeah.
It's the plastics.
I just listened to a whole science podcast about how that's affecting, you know, birth rates and everything.
Yeah.
Going, because it's so bad. And now we're seeing, you know, all these things that we try to do to make things easier or more, you know, are affecting us now in the long run for our health. And there's evidence that these things are all in our bodies, you know? And then you have like glyphosate and the pesticides. And yes, those are in our blood. Those are like everywhere. But the plastics, I'm just like, we got so used to plastic. And I'm like, it's everywhere. There's 8 billion tons now of plastic.
Yeah, I see people, particularly young people, should know better. But I see, you know, anytime I see somebody with a big honking Fiji plastic bottle, and I know it's going to end up in the landfill.
Yeah.
And
the thing is really didn't start till 1950. So this is all like all these things are pretty recent
to our
you know, environment, to our bodies, and now we're seeing all the thing how it's affecting our bodies and our environment in a negative way, and we have to make a change.
Yeah.
Like
I remember my mother, so I was born in 1950.
Okay.
I remember my mother walking in with Tupperware. Remember Tupperware?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That was the
I only have glass Tupperware.
That was the very first plastic. And we're looking at this Tupperware going, this is the best thing since white sliced bread, you know? How cool is that? And that was the start. So, you know, why do people drink out of the plastic when they know it's terrible for you? It's a convenience thing.
I know.
But women particularly need to stop and think, do I want to drink out of this plastic bottle of water?
But you have to think too, like it's because you're saying like women versus men, like you guys have less body fat initially, like women need more body fat to have babies everything.
Right.
It's just something we have to have more of. But yeah, I mean, today's world is a lot of people are overweight and fat, and you store toxins in your fat.
That's right.
And then when you lose weight, you have to be careful, especially with these semi-glutide and all these things of the weight loss peptides, because it's like overloading your system. Once you get rid of that fat, then it goes. So you have to take binders and all these things to make sure you're flushing out those toxins. But I never thought about that. And I was listening to something where it's like when you're eating food too, like meat or anything, or meat specifically, and it has fat, you're kind of maybe eating more toxins because that cow who was not grass-fed or has all these other chemicals as well.
We know the fat. I mean, good fat's really good for us. We know that. Yeah. And that's why it's so important that you're eating organic grass-fed beef.
Yeah.
And chicken or whatever, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like what they're eating, you're eating.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot we can do and there's things we can't do. So we just have to address what we can do. So, you know, I'm prejudiced with Ofora water, but any type, your go-to needs to be glass bottled water.
Yeah.
I mean, that's because it's non-leaching. So, if you're out.
I also think too, like if, you know, people are transporting this bottled, you know, plastic water, who knows if it's in Arizona or somewhere very hot and then it's like almost melting in have no idea. Like you might be in a cold place here and not think about it, but wherever it was transported from.
Okay, you know. So Fiji is one of the best-selling waters in the world. By the time they bottle and ship it, and you're opening a bottle here, it's a minimum of 3 to 4 months.
Wow.
So that reverse osmosis water is sitting in that plastic.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, you know, glasses, it's expensive to ship. It's heavy. It breaks. I mean, there's issues with it. And
I've broken a few glasses of water before.
But, you know, it's the only non-leaching material that we currently have available to us. So we are always going to bottle the glass. Our water is so pure. I mean, it's purer than regular RO water. So, you know, we couldn't bottle in plastic if... You know, that's one of the issues. You know, we've had some pretty big companies circling us, and you know, and one of the first things they're going to want to do is put this in plastic, and I won't have that.
Oh my gosh!
In fact, I have it right in our bylaws that this water will not be in plastic.
Oh, that's great. So, that would just ruin it. It would ruin the whole thing of why it's the best
just for convenience and a little bit of cost saving. So. You know, if you look at things, everything that you're drinking, and you know, yes, our water's expensive, but if you stop and consider, you know, I'm in Starbucks, I'm looking at these drinks and what they cost, and
people
are drinking two or three of them, and you know, you can afford this water. You just have to cut out some of the
other things, other bad things. Habits.
What's a cocktail today? $17 bucks?
I mean, 20 here in LA for sure. I know it's crazy. Yeah. So it's like, I don't really drink much or anything now. And so it's like, it's kind of shocking how much I spent maybe on alcohol or going out versus now. It's just health.
Yeah.
I've kind of traded that out. But I'd rather feel amazing and feel better.
Wake up
hungover.
I mean, the truth is it's getting hard to even go, you know, I love going out to dinner, but you know,
it's costly, and I also don't trust it because it's so expensive too. So it's like they're probably cutting costs. So it's like, you know, are they actually using the best ingredients? Probably not. They're probably cutting down ways, not all. And I love going out, you know, and having a nice dinner or something. But it is a situation that we have to think of, like, are they going to cut costs? Is it really good quality?
Well, they are. So interestingly enough, I love eating out. And I found... I live near Montecito, which is a real wealthy town by Santa Barbara, and they have some great restaurants there. My friend and I were at the best vegan restaurant in Montecito. I mean, really expensive, first class. She's looking at the menu, and she's pretty health conscious, I mean, to say the least. But she asked the waiter, she wanted to know what kind of oils they were using. And he didn't know. So she said, can I talk to the chef? So the chef comes out and he goes, because as far as Lisa's concerned, it's either pure butter or olive oil, good olive oil. That's about it. It turns out they're using a mixture of olive oil and canola oil. And we had to walk out. We ended up walking out.
I know.
And
when I go out, I'm like,
you're right. They're cutting costs wherever they can. And I mean, you know yourself, you go out to eat.
And you would think it's a high end restaurant. Yeah. It's like, you know, you would.
And people finally, I mean, it takes a long time to get seed oils out of your body.
I know. So. It's so inflammatory. And the whole process to make these seed oils, like, olive oil makes oil. Like you could see the oil from olives.
Right.
You don't see that from these canola, cotton, like all these other, it's like a...
Yeah, you
like
read the fine print and all these oils.
Yeah, you have, there's a whole chemical process to make it an oil because it's not naturally an oil.
Right.
So that's the thing. And then it's highly inflammatory, omega-6, goes on and on. But I liked how you also mentioned the alkalinity. That's something a lot of people are wondering about. Like if they go to the store and they see alkalinity of 9.5, should they get that water?
Well, we think they've taken the alkalinity thing a little too far. So high alkalinity water can be a real problematic for women. So we think 8.0 is the sweet spot. When you start getting into nines and tens, that's way over the top. Mm. It's a big cause of yeast infections.
Interesting.
Huge. It's the reason.
Is that because we need a little bit, we need our stomach to be acidic? Is that any, I know there's like, oh, I don't know how much you know about like.
Our body is self-regulating, does a really good job of it. But, again, RO water, you know, 7.0 is neutral. Anything below 7.0 pH is acidic. Anything above 7.0 is alkaline. And, you know, our RO water is probably 6. So it's acidic. So that's why, if you have an RO, you need to be supplementing with minerals big time. Or you need to have our water restructuring platform that does all that. But
yeah,
so this 9.5, 10, it's too high. Especially if you are consuming, ideally you want to be consuming 1/2 your body weight in ounces. So, you know, really, like, you should be drinking 1/2 gallon of water a day. You probably do.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, first thing you want to do is you want to get up in the morning and have a big glass of water.
Yeah, I've had this in the morning.
And especially to squeeze some organic lemon in it, and that's really good. So it detoxes your liver. So the best time, you know, the best time to drink water, I get 1/2 gallon down in the morning because you're you've been breathing all night. You actually wake up kind of dehydrated. So it's a great time to hydrate in the morning. I drink one cup of coffee. I used to drink coffee all day long. I only drink one cup now. But yeah, I drink a lot of water, and I drink it all day long. And I just know it's just helped my health so much.
And you feel energized all day.
All day. I mean, yeah.
That's the thing. I think people don't really, like, I do too. And I think a lot of people are not feeling that way.
I get up at 5 in the morning, and I love what I do. I probably average 100 hours a week.
Insane.
And I love what I do. And I was up at 5 and I'll go to 11. I mean, I'm just, you know.
I know. That's a great thing about being healthy.
And I'm 74 years old. So, you know.
Most 70, 60, they're like, I'm exhausted. I'm old. That's why. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
But all I drink is water. I love red wine. I love Cabernet. So
We all have guilty pleasures.
I'm not giving up my wine.
I've heard, you know, it's giving you a little stress. Our bodies need that little stress, like cold plunges or any of these things to maybe, you know. Right. Can't be too perfect because your body needs to fastly react to these stressors.
Right. Yeah. So, I drink, you've probably heard of dry farms. I mean,
it's organic clean sugar. Wine.
Yeah. You can't drink wine. All the vineyards are all sprayed here.
Yeah, I know. Well, they found organic wines in Napa still had all these pesticides.
Yeah, because it comes from the soil. Door.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was driving through Ojai the other day, and they had the huge avocado ranches, and there they are with an airplane spraying the avocados. And I didn't think they had to spray avocados, but apparently they do.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm scared of everything.
So we got
it. I know. When you see all the people spraying too, and they have like those hazmat suits, but I'm like, okay, so you're spraying those on our food, but, you know, I guess small amounts every day eating these chemicals is okay.
No. They build up in your body. So
And they're seeing it. And I'm like, so you have the whole filtration system. I also, you incorporate ozone, right?
All of our systems integrate ozone, high output, UV sterilization.
In our
pools and spa systems, we use 33% food grade hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is the reason. I don't know if you recall when you got out of our spa, when you were soaking, how clean you felt.
Yeah.
And a big part of that was the H2O2, the hydrogen peroxide. And hydrogen peroxide is pure water with an oxygen atom attached to it. It's really good for your hair, skin, and nails.
And when you do ozone too, I've done the IVs.
Yeah.
You can almost taste it.
Yeah. Oh, you can taste it. And actually, it's interesting because you'll smell like it. Hours, you know, 1/2 day later.
I know. It's so weird. You start producing
your
body.
I love the smell of ozone. So for me, it's good.
Even though we shouldn't be sniffing it. But yeah.
Right. Right.
It's good for everywhere, just not in the lungs.
But H2O, you know, hydrogen peroxide, UV sterilization. So the trifecta, my first patent was a combination of 33% food grade hydrogen peroxide, UV sterilization, and ozone, and instead of chlorine. So
what about those, you know, those hydrogen tablets that you can like put in your, what do you think of those?
The hydrogen water, no. Hydrogen is very unstable. Every hydrogen water that we test, there's no hydrogen in it.
Are those the tablets or the ones that you like the tablets, water you can get out of?
The water.
Oh, okay.
The bottled water.
Yeah.
But the hydrogen tablets actually are wonderful. And I take two of those a day. I put them in,
they're like these molecular hydrogen tablets, and you put them in the water, and then it just kind of bubbles up.
And you want to drink it right away.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get way more hydrogen by using the tablets rather than buying the hydrogen water.
Oh, okay.
We have very sophisticated testing equipment. By law, we have to test our water 3 or 4 times a day when we're producing it.
Okay.
And we've tested, you know, other oxygen waters, there's no oxygen in them when we test them because it gases off. Ours is bound and stable to the water. It's actually integrated in the water molecules. Mm.
Do you test other water?
We test everything.
Topo Chico is awful. They have all these contaminants. People are drinking. No one thinks about this, but I'm like, you know, Topo Chico, I know it comes from Mexico, and I'm like, okay, I don't know their regulations on, you know, pesticides, chemicals that are soaking into the water. And so that actually had a really high levels of chemicals, contaminants in theirs. And so, they have like all these different waters that you test, but what are your other like top waters that you would,
you know, there's
Valley.
You know, Mountain Valley's good.
Okay.
Mountain Valley is
my go-to.
When I'm traveling, that's kind of my go-to water. Any bottled water in glass is going to be your best bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's several, but
So no jugs. So then you have the plastic jugs of water. So don't do that.
Can't do that.
And Mountain Valley actually offers glass jugs that you can bring into your home if needed. They're glass.
I've dropped one of those. That's a lot of
And it shattered?
Yeah. But that's, So, you know, normally when I'm traveling, I'll ship a case of water wherever I'm going. Like I'm going up to Oregon for some business in a week, and I'll ship it to my hotel. I'm fanatical about our water, obviously.
Do you think the water's better when you go to Europe or anything? Like, do you notice?
Everything's better. I mean, you know, you can go to Italy and you can drink the wine. They're not spraying their water. They're not spraying their fields.
Yeah.
You know, that's why our longevity is dropping in this country. It's all these pesticides and all the chemicals.
I know.
And all the seed oils and all this food.
Lawsuits, you know, in the past where these other chemicals, they said were okay, now they're banned, and then they have all these lawsuits, or they have all these contaminants in one area in that city, and the animals that were drinking that water start to get all these cancers or everything. So it's just it's a bigger, capacity of these chemicals at one time compared to little, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what their excuses, these companies are saying, well, it's a small amount. It's a small amount.
Yeah, well, but it adds up.
Exactly.
Like the seed oils. I mean, it can take 6 months to work those out of your body.
It's even like Whole Foods. I was, you know, before I got really into biohacking health, I mean, I was going to Whole Foods in San Francisco during work or whatever, and I would see like canola oil. I was listening to my body and I knew, like, I could tell. I'm very in tune with how I feel. And so every time I would eat, I'm like, okay, I would start to get like breakouts, or like my body would start to react. Yeah, and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, I'm going Whole Foods to their little bar.
You gotta read the labels at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, but
it's
I hate going shopping because I'm in the damn store for 2 hours reading labels. That's why I like Air One. I don't have to worry at Air One. I know it's good. You know?
Yeah, it's sad.
It all accumulates and adds up. And that's why, you know, come on. The French and the Italians, I mean, you know, they're eating pasta all day long and, you know, they're not getting fat. So what is that? You know,
Microplastics, they did a study of stem cells, you know, and they added the plastics in, and they became fat. So it's like, this is, you know, another issue of obesity is these microplastics.
Yeah.
It's like, it's affecting our immune system, our weight, our metabolism, all these things. And like, and I really also think it's affecting our neurotransmitters and our happiness and our serotonin and all these things. And I just want people to feel better because it's, I think a lot of people are either sad, depressed, anxious, and the health and the, you know, it just, you have to do these things if you want to live like a happy, you know, energized life.
Yeah. And you know how great you feel after you work out. I mean, I start every morning with a 5-mile hike and, you know, it's energizing.
I know. And then
you got to keep moving.
Yeah, for sure. And so it's almost 75 and you know, you're energized and look amazing. So anyone who's listening and you're getting up there, do not use age as an excuse to like, you know, have low energy, not have health, you know, all these things. Yeah. I think so many people are giving that as an excuse. And you see this now, even in 20, 30 year olds that are like, I'm exhausted all the time. I have these immune system, like, I know so many people that are dealing with the weirdest health issues in their 20s and 30s.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So we have I don't know if you know Dr. Michael Dallas, or he has a practice on Wilshire Boulevard. He heads up our medical board of advisors, and he's the real deal. Graduated top of his school, medical school, got top of his class, and he ran the UCLA emergency room for 15 years. So he saw everything, and then he went completely holistic. He doesn't write scripts. I mean, he occasionally might write a script for, but by and large, he doesn't write scripts. And, he makes the comment to me, he said, you know, and he's, you know, Michael's like me, loves working. Michael's probably in his 60s, but, he won't retire. But he says, he tells me that when he was in medical school, you didn't see kids with cancer under 10. End of story. Just didn't, you never saw that. And now look at now. I mean,
I know.
It doesn't matter your
age. I've known many kids.
They're
like 2 years old.
Yeah. He said, we didn't see any children under 10 years old with cancer. That was unheard of.
Yeah.
And now, again, you know, look what's going on.
It's like we have normalized all these health issues that were not anything like, you know, JFK's, he didn't see any of these things when he was younger.
No.
He's like, I'm older. And when I was, you know, none of these were issues. People didn't have allergies.
I cannot believe the allergies, all the allergies. Yeah. Where did that come from?
It's insane. Like we have really become sick in all different directions of our health. And I'm like, these were not an issue in maybe 1950 or so.
No.
And so what happened? We started adding all these plastics, all these chemicals, all the processed food, you know, and, it's just kind of like this little bucket of toxins and our body is trying to fight.
Yeah.
But it can't when it's overloaded every day with toxins, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And, it takes a lot of work and time and money to be healthy now.
And it does. And it also costs a lot of time and money if you get sick. So, it's kind of like pay now or pay later. I mean,
exactly. But the thing is, if you pay now, you'll feel good.
That's right.
Instead of pay later and you feel, you know, horrible for those 20 years that you were like getting this disease.
It's not about living to be 100 or 110 or whatever. I mean, I just want to be vibrant and healthy.
And it's great. I've interviewed the neurologist. He's 75 and I'm like, he looks 50 something years old.
Yeah.
And he's very health conscious and I'm like, and he's thriving, he's working, he's doing brain surgery or whatever. I don't know, but like, you know, and a lot of people think at 75, I'm going to pass and I'm going to be crippled and I'm going to, you know, and have no energy.
No, people believe in at 50, they're old.
I know.
You know, come on. It's ridiculous. So,
This is so great. I'm trying to think of maybe anything else we have left out for water. You know, we got into the minerals, the remineralizing, the plastics. Anything else that, since you're the water expert, that we did not discuss?
Well, it's just, you know, my message to everyone is just whatever you're drinking, just try it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Whatever you're drinking, whatever it is, just stop doing that for 2 weeks and drink pure water. You will be amazed at the way you look and the way you feel in just 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And
how much do you suggest, like, you know, drinking, this is kind of expensive water too. So would you say just a bottle per day? And then, you know, 2 gallons of water, how much do you drink of water a day?
I was drinking a gallon a day for a while, and that's gotten a little difficult. So I consume about 3/4 of a gallon a day.
Okay.
But a minimum, like, you should be consuming a half a gallon of water a day.
Yeah.
That way you're flushing toxins out of your body. So
yeah,
I think most people aren't drinking enough water. They're certainly not drinking the right water. You can't, first of all, tap water's out. And if you have pets at home and you're giving them tap water, you're killing your pets. You're killing your dog. So.
Yeah.
So stop that.
People need to think of this.
You need to be given if you love your animals, they should be drinking the same bottle of water you're drinking.
True. This is so true. I don't think, the disease in animals now, dogs and cats, all cancer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is every...
Well, they're suffering from the same thing that we are, the food and the water.
I know. Yeah. And it's affecting them. Like, you don't see these things of animals in the wild.
No.
We were not meant to have these things.
No.
You know?
No.
And so, yeah. And people are paying a lot of money at the vet
for their. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the same thing.
It's crazy.
Thousands of dollars. Like, and now pets are all on medication.
Yeah.
Like, so many animals or people I know have pets are all on medication.
Only in America. Yeah. We got our pets on antidepressants. Yeah, you have to laugh.
I know it's a lot.
But water. I'm so passionate about it. And again, if you look at the fact that we are the only species on the planet that drink other things other than water, that tells you something.
Yeah.
But I just see, particularly with the kids, I see kids that aren't drinking any water. They're drinking juices and
sugar.
You know, a lot of people think, and I used to drink a lot of juice thinking it was great for me, but all that sugar.
I know.
You know?
It's so bad. I mean, sugar just stimulates any type of disease, especially the processed sugar. Yeah, it's not honey. Disease. It's not like some organic honey they're using. It's like, that's just really processed sugar. That's just really bad. And your blood glucose and everything, it just destroys your whole immune system. So yeah, that makes a good point. And the amount of sugar that kids are taking in now is so bad. And I'm just like, and you see it. You see it in the teeth. You see it in
It breaks my heart. I mean, I was sitting out in front of a school not long ago, and I was watching the kids come out. It was an elementary school. And I could not believe the obesity.
And, really?
You know, if you think about it, I mean, I'm thinking about these poor kids. I mean, if they're, you know, when I was growing up,
But
there was like one fat kid in school.
Yeah.
And there was like maybe one kid with diabetes. That's it, you know?
It's crazy. And now kids have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's like becoming more. And
diabetes. Diabetes is crazy.
And like Callie Means always says, he's like, that's the greatest investment for pharmaceuticals because they're going to give them insulin for the rest of their life. It's not like this disease is going to, you know, pass. It's like they get to give them insulin for the rest of their lives.
The crazy thing is people do not realize what an insidious disease that is. It's not a matter of just taking a shot every day.
Yeah.
It's going to kill you eventually.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And
when you're starting at, 10 years old, it's like, it's just awful. Yeah.
Then you look at the children that are overweight and then you look at their parents and generally, they're overweight.
It's
sad. It makes me very sad because it's just a lot easier not to have to lose weight. Just don't go there.
Yeah. And it's all just type of a habit. It's all just like an addiction that your body's just used to. And once you get out of that addiction, you're like, why was I even eating this or drinking this, you know? And people are overweight. I don't really care about the looks. I care about them really living their best lives.
Right. Well, they're not going to live their best lives.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my, where I'm like, I just know that they're not going to feel energized going up the hill. They're not going to feel, you know, they have breathing. Like when you get fat too, your oxygen, like all that, you can't breathe as much. You can't, you're exhausted when you go up a hill or run or do these things, you know, so it's like your way of life. So super important. There's so many things, you know, in the aspect. So hopefully this inspired people to drink a lot of healthy, good water from glass.
You can save money doing that too.
Actually. I know.
Even with our water, as expensive as it is, by cutting out all this other stuff.
Yeah.
You can afford to drink our water.
Yeah, so. The energy drinks and people get addicted. I'm like, this gives you just as much energy or more and it's healthier.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So since this is the biohacking Biohacker Blondie podcast, I always ask my guests three biohacks that you would like to tell the audience that you incorporate daily or that you think are the most important that you'd like to share.
Well, I think, you know, back to the water thing, I think the very first thing you should do when you wake up in the morning is pour a big glass of really pure water, squeeze an organic lemon in it, and drink that. That detoxes your liver. I've been doing that for years, and it's really a powerful health hack. So squeeze a lemon in water every morning. It basically detoxes your liver.
Love that.
And then, of course, you know, exercise. Just keep moving. Just walking. Walking is so powerful. I tell people, I don't care what kind of condition or shape you're in, you can walk.
Yeah.
And it's fun. And just get some good walking shoes and just walk. Just keep moving.
So good.
Just keep moving.
So good for you. It lowers your blood glucose after you eat or any of these things.
It's amazing what you can do with walking every day.
Yeah.
And it gets you out in fresh air and out in nature. And just it's a wonderful. Walking is a super healthy health.
It's free.
Hack. And it's free. Yeah. And and then lastly, you know, proper amount of sleep. I mean, that's the thing that we know now more than ever. That's when your body's repairing itself. So it's really important that you get on a sleep schedule, and every night you go to bed at a certain time and every morning you get up at a certain time. Just a great habit. And, you know, it's sad because people, you know, people are surviving on 5-6 hours a night, and over time that's going to take a big hit on your health. So
and your happiness. Yeah. Whenever I don't get a good night's sleep, I tell the next day I'm more agitated, less productive.
For sure.
You're hungry because you're trying to substitute your energy with food.
Yeah. So just turn the TV off and, climb in bed. I get up, I'm up early, but I also go to bed early. I mean, I'm usually in bed between 9 and 10.
Yeah, you have to if you want to wake up early. I've just been a morning person. Some people are night people, but I'm like, I have fought that, you know, especially as, you know, in your 20s, you go out and people go out at night. But I'm like, really, I was always a morning person. Yeah, and so I finally accepted that and said,
it's a great thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go to bed early and do my thing because it makes me happy.
Well, it's before your phone starts ringing and things start happening. You know, that's a great thing about getting up early. You have a few hours to yourself.
I know.
Which is harder and harder to do in today's world, right?
Yeah, there's always somebody's
pushing in, right? You know?
Anyways, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
I enjoyed you coming up and visiting us. And
I know, I loved it so much. Yeah. This whole spa thing that, like, you know, for anyone who's listening, I was definitely skeptical. I'm like, okay, what is this? But I will tell you, I went from low energy to feeling amazing after, and I was shocked, honestly shocked of like soaking in this water. It was
pretty amazing.
Really amazing. So I'm so grateful you had me come and visit, and I got to see all the filtration and the whole process and everything. So
Great.
Really cool. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I hope you found this conversation with Kent Goyne, the founder of Afora Water, as insightful and inspiring as I did. Water is such a fundamental part of our health, and learning about the importance of purification, oxygenation, and remineralization is a game changer. If you're thinking about how your water quality could be impacting your health, now is the time to take action, whether it's upgrading your filtration system, exploring the benefits of oxygenated water, or simply being more mindful of what you're drinking.
As always, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to connect with me on Instagram and share your thoughts on this episode. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss out on more incredible content. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review. Your feedback helps me spread the word about the power of biohacking for health, wellness, and longevity. Until next time, stay healthy, stay hydrated, and keep biohacking your way to your best life.